From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Day 1874 of having children. This is the mother's log.
Everyone is still alive.
We're hanging on.
Yeah, barely, but we're here. If you are hearing some love in the air, yes, correct. Those are lovebirds. It is summer.
Yeah.
We have got vino. Come on, let's prove it.
Yeah, we've got some. By the time you hear this, it is not a suitable time to be drinking. Depends on where you're listening, right?
Yeah.
Which, if you're listening to this live on Nova, please do not drink at 12:25 on a Wednesday afternoon. But if you are listening to this on Spotify or on the website, then
Apple.
Welcome. I hope it's a time that you can sit back, relax with whatever it is that you like relaxing with.
And having a giggle with us.
Yes.
We love it.
We promised last time.
Yeah.
That this episode will be a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
We skipped a week, and the last episode we had was about mom doubts.
Yeah, that was rough. That got a little hard.
Yeah.
Necessary, because
yes.
It's a secret,
yep.
Part of secret life. But we're keeping it light and fluffy this week.
These things are also hard, but it's because it's hard to make peace with the fact that there are some universal truths about children that make absolutely no sense. there is no explanation. So we're not going to try and explain. We're just going to run through some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We did post this on our WhatsApp group, which has become a little bit of
a community, a village.
A village, a community, a safe space.
Yes.
So if you need a safe space of moms, just, you know, letting it rip, letting everything out, then do join us. The link to the WhatsApp group is on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And we'll also be asking you questions there, contributions for upcoming episodes. So what are we starting with, Anne?
When you sit down, you being a mom, this does not count for dads.
Yep.
When you sit down, they will need something.
Yep.
Every single time. You've seen those reels and those TikTok videos of the mom sitting down on the patio, just
yeah.
relaxing with a glass of wine, and then
yeah.
it goes, Mama, ooh. That happens every time.
Yes, and it's... So for me personally, what's frustrating is we've got a double story house. So the kids will be in the bath upstairs. I will be in the room. I'll be like getting the towels ready, getting the pajamas ready, like chilling. Everything's fine. They're playing. Okay, cool. I'm just quickly going to go downstairs for 5 minutes.
Just quick.
Nope. The moment I come downstairs, I'm going to have to run up those stairs again.
And the 10 minutes prior to you coming downstairs, they didn't need you.
You know what I keep thinking is if I had come in the first 5 minutes and not spent 10 minutes upstairs.
No, it wouldn't.
But I've tried to,
no.
Like, it's debunked. Like,
would've
it
been.
And it's the same when they're a baby.
Ooh, the dogs can go crazy outside and that baby will be sleeping soundly. The second mama gets up to leave the room, make that sound. There we go.
That one.
They sense it. They smell it.
Your toe just goes over, just over the door's threshold. When they get bigger, I mean, it's the same when they're babies, but when they're babies, sleep is unpredictable. And then they get a little bit older and you get a routine. They go to sleep at the same time every day. And then you think one weekend, we're going to enjoy ourselves. Everyone's going to go to bed at like 10. It's going to be fine. Tomorrow morning we'll sleep in.
Ooh,
no.
Nope. Wakey time. It's the same time.
They could go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
6 a.m. What are we doing today, Mama?
Mama. Mama, sleep, yay.
Oh, my kid doesn't whisper at me. He literally just you'd be so fast asleep. You can hear yourself snoring. That's how fast asleep you are. And then he's just like, Mama, die melk is op. Wat moet ek nou maak vir pap?
Typical man.
I don't know.
Okay. So, and this is the whole typical man thing, right?
Mm.
So, the stereotype. I'm not saying all dads are like this, because we know not all of them are. But the stereotypical family dynamic is that mom knows everything and everyone goes to her for everything, including dad. So,
mostly.
Child will need something. Child walks past dad.
Who is sitting doing nothing.
Scrolling on his phone.
If that.
Maybe he's in the bathroom pooping. It's been 40 minutes. Walk right past dad onto mom.
Who is literally, I don't know, the curtain caught fire. The cat is puking on the couch. She herself is like hyperventilating. You know,
and she's cooking.
And she's cooking while all of this is happening. And they will go ask, Mama.
Mama, die melk is op. Wat doen ek nou?
Wat doen ek nou, Mama? It's like, man, you got a dad, don't you?
And it's, I mean, like I said, it's stereotypical, but stereotypes are there for a reason. The morning routine. I've spoken about this before. I spoke about it in our very first episode, Is This Normal? And it's still the thing that blows my mind.
Can I just cop to something here?
Yes.
My child was... I'm going past tense, was always very good in the mornings. Like, he would wake us up fully dressed. He's already had his breakfast. His bag is packed. He would wake me up basically just to put in his contact lenses and take him to school.
I was very jealous because I get up at 5:30 in the morning so I could get ready and be ready before I even wake up the little gremlins.
Yeah, so internally, I gloated about that because I was like, gee, sucks to be you, doesn't it? Yeah, that's come back to bite me in the ass.
Really? What's happening? Yeah.
I'm just going to go with it's winter time. Okay, so it's about to change. We're about
it's
to get
seasonal.
Back on. It's seasonal.
It's like
we're going to get back on track. It's going to be cool. Mornings are not so great no more.
Okay, so you actually have to set an alarm now.
Yes, and I have to beg him to get out of bed.
Welcome, Anne.
Thank you. I'm Anne. I'm a mom. How you doing?
So that whole thing of you are going to have to explain to them, and I get the sense from teenage moms that you have to do this until they are almost done with school. You have been doing this for 1,784 days. And yet... I have to tell you, will you please put on your shoes? Will you please have breakfast? We only have 10 minutes before we need to leave. You have not combed your hair. What do you need to do to get ready?
I don't know.
Brush my teeth? And it's not even saying I have to brush my teeth. It's a question. And that is universally true. It doesn't make sense. I don't know when it fixes itself.
Let's go back to the baby years.
Yes. Your child's poop smells better than anyone else's child's poop.
Definitely.
You can
vomit.
It. Yeah.
Everything. It's not as chunky as the other kids.
Their spit isn't as, like, gummy.
Yeah. It's just, it's superior to other kids. Can't explain it because poop is poop.
I can, like, smell the germs on other kids' spit and poop. My kids, nothing. Healthy, nothing. Like, I can do that all day.
Cease. Ew. They will eat yogurt. Yogurt will be like, what has been missing all my life? I finally find spoonerism in there. I have finally found my best snack ever. And they will die if they don't have it. Literally, end of the world.
They won't eat anything else.
No. And then on day 3, you didn't bulk buy, because we're better than that. We know not to bulk buy. But you'll give it to them again on day 3. And they're like, ew, sisa.
I don't like that.
That's nasty. Same goes specifically toddlers. Carrots, bananas, apples, whatever. Give it to them in squares.
Love it.
Give it to them in wedges. Ew.
What is that?
That's nasty. Universal truth. Makes no sense.
I love this one. Kids learn by watching.
Selectively. Good grief. The rule of thumb here, well, the internet tells us that if you want your child to have good habits, then have good habits yourself and they will pick it up. Bull. Okay, because they see me cleaning. He sees me cleaning all day long. He sees me putting my clothes in the laundry basket, not next to it or on the cupboard above it. He cannot do that. But you know what they do pick up really, really quickly? Foul language.
You have a good example.
We got this meme where they literally say, kids pick up on your habits. And then it's like, sure. So there's a photo of a penguin and the word says, me. Obviously, this is a once in a while type of situation.
Sure.
Me, of a fucking piece of face. My toddler in the back seat of the car. Noted.
Thing is, like, they will look at you when you ask them to do something like you just spoke a different language.
Mm, completely. Gibberish.
But you can swear in front of them once and they will know exactly how to use that word. Mm. Exactly.
In context.
Everything.
With feeling.
This is... Ek raak sommer opgewerk as ek net daaraan dink. Reg, ek raak kwaad as ek hier sit. Before we go to the shop, do you need to go to the loo? No, please go to the loo. Please just go. Okay, they go. Sometimes they even go. Okay. We get.
Kudos. I've never accomplished that part.
We get to the store. We are halfway through the store. We have now fought past the sweets aisle, the toys aisle. I'm like, I've got both in the trolley now. I can see the halfway mark. Okay? Don't check it. How about the place is? How about the cars is? Like, that's the halfway mark. Mama, I get the pee-pee.
Oh, yours is number one.
No, that's mine is, the eldest.
Because mine's always a number two. Like, you can't wait.
I'm so glad that I'm not
sweating.
The only one. Because my youngest, it's like she always has a poo in the store. Always. I have suspected that she does it because she just wants to go and see what the shop's loo looks like.
That's one way to. What approach to the dilemma?
Another universal truth is, and it's connected to this, is, you know, when they like jump around and
I don't
you
need
can
to
see,
pee. I don't need to pee. I'm fine. Pee.
Like, just go. I don't need to. Mom! What do they mean? They'll do that. But they will wait until the middle of the store. They will not have anything.
There's no ain't a funny sauce.
No, can you nicknake me? Now, in the middle of the store, you can't hold it. But when we're at home and you're jumping on the trampoline and I tell you to go, then you can hold it. Then you don't even have one.
How? Universal truth makes absolutely no sense. 2 months ago, I'm just bringing this one in because I really hope there's someone else who has experienced this. Because this is mind-blowing. 3-4 months ago, my son went to school with a pair of shoes. He comes back with only the left shoe. Right one, don't know where it is. Cool. Send him to school the next day with another pair of shoes. He's only got 3 pairs of shoes.
Kudos on your kids having 3 pairs of shoes.
I thought I was being poorly here. But okay, 3 pairs of shoes.
Conversation.
That's what he's got. He comes back with only the left shoe.
Again.
The second pair, the right one is gone. Day 3, I send him to school with a 3rd pair. Guess what happens? He comes back with only the left shoe.
What is this kid doing with his right foot?
I asked him if there's a game they're playing with right shoes, and if that's the case, can they please pick another kid tomorrow? So now, these shoes are also different colors. So it's not like you can even mix and match. And they're all the same side. That's
and they're
gone.
All the left shoe.
They're all the left shoe. They're gone. I sent him, and I sent him with the teacher. I sent him with friends to the lost and found. Couldn't find it. Miraculously, 2 weeks ago, he comes back with thankfully the most expensive pair out of the 3. He comes back with the other shoe. I'm like, buddy, I love you so much.
Where did he find it?
In the lost and found.
Okay.
Where I sent him before.
Okay, because men can't look for stuff. Kids can't look for stuff.
Men. The few days after that, he comes back with the second pair. This is chronologically ordered, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the clock thickens. Comes back with the second pair of shoes, his missing shoe. And I'm like, dude, where did you find it? Oh, it's the strangest thing. I found it in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, hold on. Where is this middle of nowhere you speak of? No, you know, there by the netball courts where I sit there and I wait for the bus to pick me up. There, it was just lying there.
And you're sure it's his shoe?
It was marked. Because he's the one who went with a red marker on his white sole to write his name. So it's definitely his shoe.
Just 3 weeks later, middle of nowhere, just appeared. Fell out on the Matrix.
The third pair is still in limbo. I don't know. The Matrix
hasn't... How long ago was the second pair?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. So it's imminent.
It's imminent. It's coming. The Matrix is about to spit it out. Is there another mom who has experienced this?
Universal truth, Anne.
Huh?
Is within 2 weeks, all three pairs of shoes...
will be back.
Will not fit your child.
Oh! Yes. Yes.
It'll come back and then it'll be too small.
Yeah, basically.
Just overnight. I've never experienced that, and I think that is the funniest, like that's the funniest experience. And then the last one, but I think this is something that you experience from the time that they're a baby all the way maybe to like 11, because then gifts become really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You will buy them what they moaned about the entire year for
it's
Christmas.
Crazed. They've been wanting it. They've
it's
been
like,
begging.
Mommy, this is the only thing on my wish list. I need this to live. and then they won't play with it. They will play with the shitty gift that the person who doesn't even know them, barely sees them,
yeah,
just picked up off that, you know, these...
for sale box.
Yeah, toys.
Clearance sale.
They'll play with that.
Yeah,
they will not play with your
gift. You see, this is like cats. Maybe this is the answer to all of our problems. Cats, kids, same thing. Because a cat, you will spend a ton of money on a scratch post, for instance, mm-hmm. or a bed. You take it out and you're so proud of it, and they give it one look and they get into the box that this thing arrived in.
Kids are a little bit the same.
They break your furniture, they pee on stuff, they puke on stuff.
Those are universal truths. They make absolutely no sense. If you've got an explanation, throw it our way, put it on Facebook, put it on our WhatsApp group. I'd love to know.
Please.
But I honestly, after 8 years, don't think.
No.
It makes any sense, and that it's ever going to make sense, but it's still true.
You can listen to us on nova.com.na. Click on the shows tab. You can join us on Spotify. You can join us on Apple Podcasts. We're all there every week. Every Wednesday, 12:25, a new episode is out. We are on Facebook, The Secret Life of Motherhood. Top of the page, we've got our WhatsApp invite link pinned.
Yeah.
Please join the conversation. We would love to hear your feedback. We ask contributions, and we would love to hear from you.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.